Everyone, I want to start by saying thank you to all of you veterans who've served us so well in so many ways. Thank you. You're not forgotten. We're grateful. And in a small way, we want to say thanks. We're going to provide a free meal for you. If you're a veteran, just help yourself, and we'd love to treat you that way. Hey, most of us want to make a difference in some way. We don't have any grand illusions that we're going to change the world. But we want to be, and I think this is true for most of us, don't you want to be a positive influence in your family? In your neighborhood, maybe where you work or go to school, or maybe with your friends. All of us want to at least be able to help things be better for at least a few people. We don't think we can change the whole world, but we want to at least help a few people. And that's actually one of the things that I love about our church. We have so many people in so many different ways that are truly making a difference in the lives of others. In fact, that's why our mission as our church is loving people to Jesus, launching passionate people. Why? To make a difference. That's what it's all about. Now, we're continuing our series as How Could We Not? How could we not be generous with our lives when God has been so good? His grace has been so overwhelming. He's been so generous to us. How could we not be generous? And so we started this series by looking at how could we be more generous with our words? Because when we're generous with our words, we build others up. It makes a real difference in people's lives. And last week we looked at how could we be generous with our stuff, with our money, with our possessions? Because as we're generous with our stuff, we can make a difference in the lives of others. And today I want us to go even a step further. I want us to talk about how we can be generous with our all, our time, our abilities, our knowledge, our effort and our energy, adding to all the other things that we've already talked about, and then applying those as we are serving others. And that's what we're going to look at today. As a boy, I would often think about how I could make a difference for good in our world. And it was particularly acute for me because I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and I know many of you weren't even alive then. This is ancient history. This was the beginning of rock and roll. I realized this weekend my second longest playlist is from the 60s. And if you didn't live in those two decades, it's hard to imagine the chaos that our culture was going through. President John F. Kennedy had been shot, then his brother, Bobby, and then Martin Luther King was shot. In that time, we lived under the real threat of nuclear war. It was a time in which there were riots all the time over racial injustice, over the Vietnam War and so many other things, and poverty and drugs were just destroying people's lives. There were this thing called the generation gap where the generations were in conflict with each other, and it was a mess, and for me it was scary, and I just wanted to somehow make our world better. But honestly, there was no way that this less than average boy was going to make any difference in the world. That was a pipe dream. You know, there's no way that was going to happen. See, I wasn't spectacular or great in any way as a boy. In fact, in school, I was below average. I was one of those kids that really didn't have any special abilities or skills that I was aware of at all. I wasn't an athlete. I wasn't popular. I was almost always overlooked by everybody in any context. How was I going to make any kind of positive difference in my world? I just wasn't the right person. See, my idea of making a difference required that I either be great or that I have some great abilities or something spectacular about myself that would make a difference, and that wasn't me. And I'm guessing that I'm probably not alone. You might have felt that in your past. You might be feeling that right now. You see, I just didn't see that I had what it took, and I didn't have a position to really make a difference. And the irony is that really making a difference in our world is not dependent on being great, on being smart, on having a certain set of skills, on having power, connections, position, or wealth, or any of those things. In fact, I met Jesus when I was 14 years old.